Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group here at BDO. Over the past several years, tariffs have affected sourcing decisions, supply chains, and really pricing across the entire retail industry. In many cases, consumers have absorbed at least some of those costs through higher prices. But what happens if businesses ultimately recover certain tariff-related expenses? New questions begin to emerge around pricing, customer expectations, refunds, and really brand trust. Today, we're joined by Matt Mermigouces, Managing Director in our Customs and International Transfer Pricing Group here at BDO. Matt is here to discuss what retailers may face if tariff-related costs are recovered, from the practical challenges of issuing refunds to communicating those changes effectively with customers. Matt, much of the discussion around tariffs focuses on rising costs, but if companies ultimately recover some of those tariff-related expenses, what are some of the new questions that are arising?
Sure. So Natalie, much of the discussion around tariffs, as you noted, has focused on the upfront cost. But when companies later recover those amounts, there are a new set of legal, tax, and operational questions that emerge. So recovery doesn't always end the issue. In many cases, it actually shifts sort of the analysis and the risk, because tariff refunds flow to the importer of record, because they're the entity that actually pay the tariffs, rather than to downstream customers or affiliates. So companies need to evaluate who is economically entitled, right, to the benefit, and then what their contracts require, and whether, you know, prior pricing decisions need to be revisited. And in that regard, you know, key issues that come up are, you know, contractual provisions, right, with suppliers, affiliates, and customers about tariff pass-throughs or refund sharing, pricing transparency, you know, or potential like cuts to customer or consumer claims, as well as any type of accounting and tax treatment of the recovered amounts.
So in your mind, is the bigger challenge issuing these refunds or explain to consumers why a refund is impossible?
In my mind, the communications and brand challenge is greater. Mm-hmm. Explaining why a company may receive substantial tariff refunds while customers who may have absorbed higher costs do not, you know, can be difficult. And it requires, you know, clear, thoughtful, and empathetic messaging to maintain that trust. And sort of direct refunds, right, at the retail level are often operationally difficult. But there's a perception gap, especially, you know, based on like media reports, which can create some sort of backlash. So I think proactive, you know, and consistent communication that explains how recovery support customer outcomes, such as, you know, future price stability, supply continuity, or moderated pricing can be especially important.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think in today's environment, with many of the consumers are minding, so to say, their P's and Q's and are really trying to work within a budget and realizing that the retailer or the distributor received the refunds, I'm sure lots of consumers are thinking, well, where is our piece in all of this? So let's say a retailer does decide they'd like to pursue a customer refund. For retailers with millions of transactions across stores, e-commerce channels, marketplaces, what are some of the biggest potential logistical hurdles associated with issuing a refund?
Sure. For retailers, especially if they're handling millions of transactions, so direct per transaction refunds, that presents a massive hurdle because it's tracing tariff impacted items. There's, you know, customer identification. There's cross-channel systems integration, and then there's tax and compliance implications. So for many retailers, it may be a more feasible approach, right? Maybe channeling value through future discounts, maybe loyalty rewards, or even, you know, category-wide price reductions. That sort of approach, you know, might sidestep some of the operational pain while delivering goodwill, right, to consumers and to customers.
Yeah, I really like that approach. I'm thinking that, you know, maybe the loyalty points, additional loyalty points, or something for consumers that have previously purchased and are showing loyalty to the brand, may be a more direct way to connect with the consumer. So I think that that's something that is more tied to transactions and the consumers directly. So we understand that the current tariffs in place and, you know, new ones being imposed, is there anything retailers need to be mindful of over the next couple of months?
Sure. There's probably plenty for retailers to be mindful of over the next few months. I think beyond the current impact of tariffs and the ongoing IEEPA refund process, retailers should be preparing for a broader shift in the enforcement environment over the next several months. Also, the current 10% Section 122 tariffs are scheduled to expire at the end of the month. And then there are now these pending 301 investigations that are intended to replace the Section 122 tariffs. But really, the bigger issue now is customs compliance expectations, which are becoming more demanding and enforcement's likely to intensify, especially since there was an executive order that was issued last month around customs enforcement, which is going to drive significant changes. So retailers should be mindful, because under this potential order, there's going to be stricter importer record eligibility, disclosure requirements, higher bond and financial responsibility expectations, and really increase enforcement around targeting forced labor, transshipment, valuation, and misclassification. And also, there are revised penalty guidelines, which are going to make mitigation more difficult, and a strong emphasis on maintaining good standing with customs. And in practical terms, this could really mean that there's going to be more difficulty and slow clearance, right, around good, greater audit and investigative risk, and really pressure on internal systems and staffing, right, all realizing in higher compliance costs. So really, companies should take this time, especially retailers, to improve their compliance infrastructure, supply chain visibility, and be better positioned, right, once under that executive order, customs issues those enforcement rules.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Matt. If there's one takeaway from today's discussion, it's that recovering costs may be far easier than determining what to do next with those refunds. Retailers will need to balance financial realities, operational complexity, and really customer expectations, all while navigating an environment where trade policy can change very quickly. The organizations that communicate clearly and plan proactively will likely be best positioned for whatever comes next. Thanks for tuning in today, and don't forget to join us next week for more conversations on the issues impacting retail's bottom line today. Thank you.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.